This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The impact of Harris v. Quinn Supreme Court decision blocking union shop for home health care and home child care workers has led to a drop of members in SEIU's Washington local from 6,633 to 3,451, or 48.6% compared to the previous 100%. In a study by the Wall Street Journal, more than half of the college students who graduate with a liberal arts degree from the most selective liberal arts colleges are making less than $50,000 10 years later. Jon Stewart has made a production deal with HBO. DNA studies say dogs came from gray wolves genetically, but geographically, dogs as we know them emerged more than 15,000 years ago in Central Asia around Nepal. Vote buying is not illegal in Argentinian elections. Women egg donors have brought a class action suit to challenge the top price of $10,000 per egg as discriminatory, since there's no cap on male sperm donors. They want the market to decide. Reproduction of dolphins has been hurt by British Petroleum's oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico in 2010. Senator David Vitter from Louisiana is 20 points behind as the runoff for governor in that state approaches, with his opponents crossing party lines to endorse the Democrat in what could be a major upset. The Mexican Supreme Court has ruled that individuals should have the right to grow and distribute marijuana for their own personal use. This is a challenge to the drug war. Of full-time working parents, 39% of mothers and 50% of fathers say they feel as if they spend too little time with their children. Deutsche Bank agreed to pay a fine of $258 million for dealings with Iran and Syria that were banned, and to fire six executives. Cost of convenience in using app-driven services like Uber, Amazon, Instacart, and Postmates is estimated to be a 30% premium over the basic cost of the product. A factory that manufactured shopping bags collapsed in Lahore, Pakistan, killing at least 18 and trapping 150. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rethke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.